Live from Montreal, this is 120 Seconds of Tech with Bruno Guglielminetti.
It is the Monday, July 6th edition. Samsung is ending its Samsung Messages app in favor of Google Messages. Starting today, the app stops working on Galaxy devices running Android 12 or newer. On models with Android 14 and up, the switch to Google Messages happens automatically, including the home screen icon. Older Galaxy devices on older versions of Android will still be able to use Samsung Messages. Meta is quietly launching Pocket, a new app for creating mini games and interactive experiences generated by AI. The user writes a simple prompt and the app produces a small game that is playable and shareable. The app appeared on the App Store and Google Play without an official announcement from Meta. It also offers a discovery feed to test other users' creations. The X platform is launching a new live streaming studio integrated into Creator Studio to simplify broadcasting from a computer. The tool allows you to schedule a broadcast, manage the chat, add a thumbnail, and track audience data in real time. It will, however, be reserved for X Premium subscribers or higher since it requires using Media Studio. Midjourney is responding to the Hollywood studio that is suing it. The company is demanding that Disney, Universal, and Warner Brothers reveal their own use of generative AI. According to Midjourney, this information could support its defense, particularly regarding fair use and common industry practices. The studios, for their part, maintain that the issue remains the unauthorized reproduction of their films, series, and famous characters. The FBI, with help from Google's Threat Intelligence Group, says it has identified a vast residential hacking network. According to Google, more than 2 million home devices, including smart TVs, routers, and streaming boxes, were hijacked without their owners' knowledge. Hackers used these devices to route their attacks through private IP addresses. See you tomorrow.
Orchestrated by Productivia.